halachic observation of our rabbis, that Tisha B'Av always falls on the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach. This calendric correspondence reflects an intrinsic tie. Both days are associated with redemption. This is WMFO Medford. This is the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, talking about the fast tonight, the 25-hour fast of Tisha B'Av, reading from Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem, M. Schneerson and Shlita. Just a little bit more to go. In light of this, we can understand the inner dimensions of a halachic observation of our rabbis, that Tisha B'Av always falls on the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach. Okay, Pesach marks the redemption from Egypt, and Tisha B'Av anticipates the ultimate redemption. Every year, in fact, Tisha B'Av generates a renewed impetus for the coming of the redemption. At no point in our national history has the redemption aspect of Tisha B'Av been as relevant as today. For we are at the threshold of the redemption, and indeed, in the process of crossing that threshold, may we merit the completion of this process and the coming of the era when all the commemorative fasts will be nullified and indeed will be transformed into festivals and days of rejoicing. May this take place speedily in our day. Beautiful, beautiful words. Okay.
Oh. Libby, Libby, Al Chalileh. Oy Meyai, Meyai, Al Chalileh. Libby, Libby. Amen.
Enter Meir Helfgott, El Melech. Bless Hashem, O my soul. What a soaring voice he has. Unbelievable. All right, so we're going to go now to Andy Statman, Awakening from Above, here on the Voice Mobile. Although I seem to be losing my voice.
Thank you. Adonai Natan, Adonai Lakach, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach, Yehi Shem Adonai Mevorach. Yadadai dai dai, yadadai dai dai.
That was David Paskin, Job's Nigun, from Scores of Memory. Before that, Andy Statman, Merciful One, Answer Us, from his CD, Awakening from Above. And before that, we listened to Cantor Yitzchak, Meir Helfgott, El Melech. Let's see, Avruvi Flam before that, Al Kain Sion, from Songs of the 3 Weeks, which we're just about the end of. Okay, so I wanted to just play something to acknowledge the passing of Tony Bennett. This is from a CD where he did lots of duets with all kinds of folks. He was an amazing, amazing singer, and I had the privilege of meeting him at the Newport Jazz Festival quite a few years back. He was very gracious, a very sweet man, and of course a huge, huge talent. So let's see, we're going to listen to, this is Along with Bonnie Raitt.
I got a right to sing the blues, I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain woman in this town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down along the river, the river, the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to swing the blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around down along the river. A certain man on this town keeps dragging my heart around, and all I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. To sit and cry down along the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
To sing the blues
down along the river.
I know the deep blue sea,
ooh, that deep blue sea,
will soon be calling me,
calling me.
It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
It must be love, say what you choose.
We got a right to sing the blues. Goodbye. I'm sorry about that.
And the skies
and my eyes, and my heart, they all cry.
Don't cry, baby. Blue and sentimental.
Name calling you.
If you don't want me.
Told you that.
Why do you haunt me? You know how we're feeling. Since you said goodbye, you don't know.
I heard that
that's
too.
Really how it
yeah,
happens.
But the skies and my eyes and my heart all cry.
Blue and sentimental.
Oh, that's how I'm feeling.
Please don't feel that way.
Oh, tell me.
Why do you haunt me? Not driving.
Rest in peace, Tony Bennett. He left us a lot of wonderful music. And he was a very, very sweet gentleman. Okay, so I want to share with you an article that my friend clipped out for me. This is from the Living Arts section of the Boston Globe. It was back, when was it, in June. Design unveiled for Holocaust Museum in Boston. The proposed building would be near Common, Boston Common, by the intersection of Park and Tremont Streets. And they show a picture. It says on the building's main facade would be a large angled window making visible a rail car that was used to transport Holocaust victims to Nazi death camps. And then they show another picture of an architect's view of the proposed Holocaust Museum as it would appear from the Boston Common. Let me share some of this with you. It's an article by James McGowan, a Globe correspondent. The Boston-based Holocaust Legacy Foundation has unveiled renderings of its proposed Holocaust Museum Boston to be located along the Freedom Trail by the intersection of Tremont and Park Streets. Judging from the renderings and discussions with the architect, Schwartz Silver, the design is a modernist center point to the Christopher Wren-inspired Park Street Church located across Tremont Street. And Soy Kobus's design, postmodern David J. Sargent Hall at Suffolk University Law School, located just to the northeast along Tremont. The design of the museum feels just right for where and what it is. On a tight, heavily traveled site, it is resolutely vertical, six stories and 32,700 square feet of exhibition and educational space. The entrance is not on Tremont, but rather around the corner on quieter Hamilton Place, allowing better crowd control. Building's most powerful element is conceptual. You begin by taking an elevator to the fifth floor. There, a central stairway is bathed in natural light. As you descend into the exhibit, light is replaced with darkness, with exhibits chronicling the atrocities of the Nazi regime. As you make your way down, There's gradually more light until you finally end up in a sun-washed lobby. Although the exhibits will be dark in character, we wanted the building itself to be hopeful, said Jonathan Traficante, the design principal of the project for Schwarz Silver. The structure will be sheathed in undulating, woven stainless steel mesh, which Traficante said alludes to the drawn curtains of Jews and other groups targeted by the Third Reich. The big architectural gesture on the main facade is an angled window that will make visible a rail car that was used to transport Holocaust victims to the death camps. The angled window represents the Nazis tearing through the curtains, Jeff Lacondi explains. It represents the moment of fracture when freedom was lost. Boston already has a superb New England Holocaust memorial by architect Stanley Satowitz at 98 Union Street, just east of City Hall. So, why a museum? We feel there is a need. Our mission is to preserve and perpetuate the memory of the Holocaust for future generations, said Jody Kipnis, founding president and CEO of the Holocaust Legacy Foundation, which, while aimed at a wide audience, has a special emphasis on educating youth. We also want to connect the Holocaust to modern-day injustices. As required, the foundation will file its renderings with the Boston Planning and Development Agency on Monday. There are several hurdles approved by the BPDA, the Boston Landmarks Commission, approving the raising of an existing mid-century Neo-Georgian building and review by the Boston Civic Design Commission. The majority of the space will be a permanent collection arranged by Lucy Creative, a Chicago-based design firm with an office in Boston. Lucy is responsible for the exhibit design at the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Exhibition Center in Skokie, which was a venue for a proposed neo-Nazi march in the late 1970s. The gallery on the first floor of the Boston Museum will be for changing and traveling exhibits. One of the permanent exhibits will be in the Dimensions in Testimony Theater to be installed in collaboration with the USC Shoah Foundation, started by Steven Spielberg. Featured on 60 Minutes, the theater uses advanced technology that will allow visitors to pose questions to Holocaust survivors and have them answered in real time, even if the interviewee is no longer alive. With a majority of Holocaust survivors in their 80s and 90s, the exhibit will fill an urgent need. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, absent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain to tell my story, says a dying Hamlet. This is the burden of mankind, to tell the stories of the Holocaust. The sitting and design of the proposed Holocaust Museum Boston are exceptional. One can imagine a completed structure with a rail cart lit up and visible at night through the window. I never dreamed we would be able to acquire a site on the Freedom Trail, said Kipnis. We were just in the right place at the right time. While she declined to give the projected construction cost of the museum, she said that 50% of the funding has already been raised. Wow. The Wu administration and its various agencies would do well to approve the project. Very interesting. This is an article from the Living Arts section of the Boston Globe back in June by James McGowan. All right. Okay.
Your door, your door. besof dirochenu v'nach koiro v'noshuvo al Hashem al zeh o yodo v'libeinu aleile choshku eineinu. Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Kol Dor Sheloi Nivne, Beis HaMikdash, Ve'yamo, Kilu, Necherav, Ve'yamo. Shuva al Hashem
Yidei noshim rachmonios Mishlu yaldeyen Yisoymin hoyinu einot Yimoseinu ke'almonos Migdoshenu
Thank you. שמתחיל עם גשם ראשון מנהר זורמים הבט אלו הם פלגי המים שיגיעו אל מדבר גובע עם השקט שיבוא גם אם אשתת כל הים הוא לא ירווה צימוני לעוד יום קרוב אליך לעוד יום בזרועותיך גם אם אשב מתחת שם ישרפותי כמו כמו ליבי נשרף בלהבות אהבתך כמו ליבי נשרף בלהבות אהבתך שמתחיל עם גשם ראשון